day in news.
It's time for the Sunday Morning Funhouse Show with Trade Martin and Jimmy J. Now listen up, guys. A lot of people are listening to this, so you better make it fun. Stand by. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You're on.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Good morning. This is Sunday Morning Funhouse. This is Trade Martin. The number here is 347. I think it is. 347-838-8898. And I hope you're having a great day, and you will have a great day. It's early in the morning. It's not that early, I guess. 9:30 is not that early, really. But at least I like that. I like F the Fed better than F those emails, F the emails. But the play on words with F the, you know, F the Fed, the alliteration there is good. And also, I like F the emails, F and E, you know. So, like EFG and ABC and all that stupid stuff. Anyway, it's 67 days till Christmas, by the way. So, just so you all know, and you're going to get ready to do your Christmas shopping. And we got a bunch of Christmas records coming out. So, new Christmas records coming for you. So, and there are a couple of them. They're all very well done, but a couple of them are very hot sounding things. They, you know? Anyway, we're going to do a Trump Christmas one, too, but that's something else. But in the meantime, what's happening out there is unbelievable. I mean, bombing of that doctor's quarters, the hospital in Afghanistan, they're trying to conduct like it's a war crime now, you know, which is, it is. I mean, they should have never made that mistake. They did a good number on that place, and they must have killed a number of people. And of our people, I guess, and a lot of Afghanistan people, how would you say it? Afghanistanese? Afghanistanians? I don't know. You know, I'm not sure. All right, our number here is 347-838-8898 if you want to be a part of the show. I'm expecting the colonel. He may be on already, the mysterious one. And also, I believe that Kevin Bowles is going to call in. He's the WATD DJ. He does At the Hop a couple of nights a week, and he's the overnight jock there, and he does a great job. Gets a lot of requests, and he gets a lot of activity. And also we got, of course, my co-host, who's always among the missing lately, is Jimmy J. WMEX is Jimmy J. He's on the biggest station. Well, I mean, I guess there are a couple of, like, two or three stations up there that are the biggest stations, but WMEX has always been the big rock station where we break records on, and where they used to promote my records, and all the record companies used to go up there. And Arnie Woo Woo Ginsburg used to be the big jock up there on WMEX, but now, and also Wolfman used to be on MEX for a while. Michael Savage is on MEX right now because they do a lot of talk radio on MEX. And Jimmy J has got the Saturday night slot, which is 6 to 9. And they rerun his 6 to 9 Saturday night show every morning between 10 and 1, from 10 to 1 on WMEX, on right on the Internet. You could hear it. They rerun his show. They rerun it in Boston, of course, too, on WMEX. It's got a big broadcast range at WMEX because I believe it's a 50,000-watt station. And that's about the size of it, you know. And I don't want to keep on getting redundant and repeating myself, but it's 67 days till Christmas. It's unbelievable how close we are.
So, Trade, enough with the Jimmy J. Enough with the Jimmy J, okay? Nobody wants to hear about your damn Jimmy J, okay?
F the Jimmy J.
Enough with the Jimmy J emails, okay,
yeah.
Trade? We want free everything. I want free college. I want free food. I want free gas. We can do it. They do it overseas. In all the countries, no, they don't. But I want it anyway. I want free everything for everybody.
They do it in those countries where there's 6 or 7 million. Why can't they do it where there's 300
That's right. The only thing that's not going to be free is what Lamar did. That's not going to be free. You're still going to have to pay for love. But everything else materialistic is going to be free, Trade. I tell you, it's going to be free.
Well,
listen to me.
But you're Jewish, Bernie, aren't you? You're Jewish, aren't you?
I don't know what I am. I'm a socialist. I don't know what I am. But it doesn't matter. Whatever I am, it's going to be free. I tell you, Trade. It's going to be free. I tell you. And all lives don't matter. No lives matter.
want everything free, Bernie.
Emails matter.
You're from Brooklyn, right?
Emails matter. I'm from Brooklyn, New Hampshire. Yes, I am. You're right. I am.
You are. He's from Brooklyn originally, you know.
Listen, guns are going to be free. I want everybody to have a gun. This way nobody will be able to kill anybody. You'll have a gun. It's going to be free. I'll give you free ammunition. Everything is free, Trade, I tell you. Vote for
me. Freedom. I like it. I like it.
Free. If it's free, it's for me. If it's free, it's for me. And all lives don't matter. No lives matter. Nothing matters. Emails matter.
I want to say, after emails, after emails. Listen,
right.
Lisa, play that. I want the colonel to hear that, and I want you to hear that. This new thing we did on Bernie Sanders, and Putin is in it, too, because Bernie had his...
Today in news,
here's Jimmy J.
Jimmy J.
W-M-E-X.
I'm Jimmy J. This is Today in News.
W-M-E-X.
Trade Martin is on assignment.
Hey, this is Jimmy J. Sorry I missed you. Please leave your name and number at the tone. I'll get right back to you. Thanks.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
I'm Jimmy J. with Today in News. Hey, let's go to caller number 1. Hi, who's this?
Jim, this is Bernie Saunders. And I know they call you the DJ of the stars, but I'm one of the stars now, Jim. And Jimmy, you know what I say. I say F the emails. That's right, F the emails. We're tired of hearing about them. And listen, it's all the middle class. The middle class is collapsing in this country, and we have to help the middle class because the billionaires are millionaires, and they keep on coming up, and we've got to stop the pharmaceuticals and the great big banks, and we've got to stop them all. College tuition has got to be free.
Could you just hold on?
Yeah, hold on for you. Okay, F the emails.
Sure. Call come in on
okay.
Line 2.
Sure.
Line 2, go ahead, guy. Who's this?
What the hell is that?
That is the Russian national anthem. And now, a special message from Vladimir Putin about the ultimatum Secretary of State John Kerry issued Friday on the vote. I will translate.
That's glory of Oslo, Vladimir Putin.
The Secretary of State is a schmuck.
I swear I...
So is the other ass... I mean, idiot.
Just like you kill slughead, I swear.
I'll use them as rags to wipe my horse's balls.
I mean, sorry, boy.
And Jimmy J, tell your partner to stop making fun of my girlfriend.
Yeah, I did the block.
Or I'll come over some Sunday morning and wreck your little funhouse. Thank you, son. Thank you.
F the emails? Who the hell is that?
That's the socialist, Bernie Sanders, the presidential candidate. He went on his honeymoon in communist Russia.
What the hell is that?
That is the Russian national anthem.
Nice.
Anyway.
But you know, speaking of Bernie Sanders, since he went on his honeymoon, that would probably be my first choice too, I guess, if I really thought about it. But
if he
likes it so much, why doesn't he go over there and try to run for political
Siberia
office?
Is a place
Come
to
on,
be.
Yeah, go run
the
for office over
are
there.
Empty. Go where the grocery stores are empty. They're all empty. I heard you walk into a grocery store in Russia. And there's nothing on the shelves.
Because everybody buys it up, Trade. That's how good the economy is. You got to look at
the economy.
You got to look at the public, the democratic way. That's how it is. Okay, the shelves are empty because people are buying food. Okay, they're hungry. They buy food. That's why there's nothing on the shelves. Oh, Maron.
I'll tell you what. He's going to be able to do comedy clubs after this.
Oh my God, I saw that debate as a comedy routine between he and that other knucklehead from Dumb and Dumber. What's his name?
Lincoln Chafee.
I just got there. I was brand new. My dad died. Come on. I'm trying to answer the question. I just got there. I had to vote. It was 95 to, I had to vote. Oh, my God. Yeah, he reminds me of, what is that guy? Jeff, whatever his name is, that played opposite Jim Carrey in that movie. Good Lord. What a joke.
I don't know.
But
funny,
then, you know what?
It's
just at the end of the day, so the Democrats and all the Democratic liberal news stations can say, well, you know, they started out with, five people. And you know, the other folks didn't do so well, so it came down to Bernie and Hillary, and you know, we had to go with Hillary because Bernie couldn't muster up enough support. So you know, we gave it a shot. They just put him on there for laughs, I think. You know what? You surround yourself with dumb people, you can't help but look good, right? Isn't that the theory? Good
That's
Lord.
True.
And forget about that Martin O'Malley. I mean, he's just he's a robot. That guy's a robot.
Oh yeah,
you
definitely.
Know, he's a robot. Yes.
He's not a bad looking guy. I mean, I don't go that way, but he's not a bad looking guy. I guess
listen, we're all going to be going every way. We're all going to be scattering very shortly. But to go back to what you were saying about that bombing of the Doctors Without Borders, it is horrible. I got to tell you, and I have to say this as I'm your military consultant, unless you get somebody that's more qualified, but from the mysterious colonel's point of view...
There's nobody more qualified than you, Colonel.
Well, I'd like to think so, but I'm pretty sure Lisa's more qualified than me in many respects, but be that as it may that as it be, I'm outraged because of a number of things. Number one, of all the years that we had to perfect our technology, I understand mistakes can be made, but this is a horrific... horrible mistake that probably, in the scheme of things, shouldn't happen. But be that as it may, I have to tell you, if it were the Bush administration, there would be constant media attention. They would be calling for his immediate impeachment. And in fact, if the world body was calling for a war crimes, the media, everybody in this country would be on it. And if that's the case, if they want to prosecute somebody for war crimes, they got to go after the big O. Because remember, it's funny how it's only when Bin Laden was killed he made that decision. But when all the other bad stuff happens, he never has anything to do with it. And on top of that, I didn't even know about it. I didn't even know about the hospital being bombed until I saw it on TV.
Well, you know why? Because if he doesn't watch Fox, he doesn't know what's going on in his administration. You know, Fox.
Lisa's got somebody on the line. Probably Kevin.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's Kevin.
Kevin, I want your radio station to be free. I want you to play free music. I want you to drive free. I want to give you gas for free. I want to give you the car to drive to the station free. Vote for me, because I'm Bernie.
He does.
How you guys doing?
All right, Kevin.
Well, we were
all
doing
right.
Okay.
It's an intense conversation, guys.
Yeah, Bernie's coming from Brooklyn. Bernie's from Brooklyn, you know, like Barbara Streisand is from Brooklyn. And what's that comic from Brooklyn who says all those dirty things?
Andrew Dice Clay?
Yeah, Andrew Dice Clay. Yeah.
Hickory Dickory Dock. Oh, bada bing.
Hey, around there, Bensonhurst. He's from Bensonhurst. Yeah.
You know, speaking of Bernie Sanders, I cannot believe that if
that's
this
all
guy.
That's all you've been speaking about. What do you mean?
Yeah, I mean.
That's all you've been speaking about.
This is the funhouse.
Bernie Sanders, can you imagine him being president? I couldn't. I think I'd move out of this country.
I think
honest.
It'd be so funny.
Kevin,
don't be
one of these people that says, Bernie Sanders gets elected, I'm leaving. Because, well, you know what? Actually, it's a good thing because you'll probably get a free plane ticket with Bernie. He'll give you – I'm giving Kevin Bowles a free plane ticket to fly out of this country
Siberia.
Because I'm elected.
Siberia.
I'm going to send him to a nice country like Syria where he can have every radio station he wants.
Oh, my God. I don't think I'd make it. I think the radio station would be
It cracks me up about folks like Bernie Sanders because, obviously, for all these years – and he's been married almost 40 years. I think he said, like, 35 or 37. I heard when he was at the debates. But anyway, for that many years, if he's really truly believed in the socialistic system and communism, why hasn't he gone to a communist country? Why hasn't he gone
to Argentina
there?
Or something?
If you believe
it,
why don't? That's what I love about liberals. They always say stuff that they never really put into practice. They want all of us to give their money to everybody, but they don't want to. They want us to accept all these aliens and refugees, but they don't want them in their community. It's just amazing. It's so sickening.
Let
me
tell you something. I know terrorism is a big deal right now. Let me tell you something even more that's a threat to this country, these illegal aliens. I go to sleep at night thinking all these illegal aliens going over that border. It's not a pretty thought, you know. I think that's a huge problem right now. It's not even being addressed.
Yeah, it's out of control, and it's going to bite us in the you-know-what. But also, did you hear this morning I heard that now there have been more death threats against Donald Trump and Ben Carson now, that I think they're both going to have to get more Secret Service protection. But this is the same thing, Trade, we talk about all the time when you get all those horrific, you know, on your Facebook account from all these liberals that are just so violent and so hateful, man. I'm telling you, I've never seen anything like this. Look, I don't care about, you know, Donald Trump can say whatever he says. Okay, it's offensive. Well, listen, I find a lot of things that Obama says extremely offensive to me as a military guy and another, profession. Yeah. But I don't send him hateful emails and want to kill him.
And you can't reason with these liberals. Believe
you
me,
can't.
I'm surrounded by them on Facebook.
Oh, it's impossible.
Some of them are in my family. You say one bad thing about Obama, they jump down your throat. You can't even reason
exactly.
with them. You know?
There you go. Yeah. Instead of respecting your opinion, they jump on you. They call you a woman hater, the He-Man woman hater club. You're Islamophobic. You're racist. You're everything in the book. These people are just unbelievable. I'm so sick and tired of it.
I know.
And listen, they say that now that the immigrants are coming in, you guys, that it's going to bend the voter situation.
That's the Democrat plan. They're all going to vote Democrat. You know, they get
right.
free everything.
Well,
you know?
Did you see the once again the panderer? I'd like to call her a philanderer, but I guess she's really not. But the panderer, Hillary Clinton, was down south somewhere and making a speech last night. And the first thing she opens up with is like, Black Lives Matter. If that isn't pandering, I don't know what is, man. It's like, you got to be kidding me. And
Black Lives Matter is so evil. It's who's funding Black Lives Matter? How does this group get so big? You know, it's massive now.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't really matter, Kevin. All it is just a movement to just instill once again this mentality that already puts us on the defensive, and we're going to shy away because we're afraid to be, confronted with that, even though it has nothing to do with us. It's like when they jump on a stage and go, you know, look at what they did to Martin O'Malley when they challenged him on stage and they got in his face. He had to cave in. He couldn't stand up. This is what it is, you know.
Almost like they're almost like an offshoot of Occupy Wall Street, these guys.
Oh, right. Yeah, because remember, that had traction for a little while, and it sort of died out now. So they got
to
come up with something else.
Democrats get behind it. They got behind Black Lives Matter, too.
Sure.
Hey, whatever happened to the Tea Party movement? That was pretty big for a while. What happened to it? You don't even hear Tea Party.
Well, you know, the IRS suppressed them, Kevin.
Yep.
The IRS went after them. Went after all of them.
Yeah, and remember, anybody with a Tea Party affiliation, you're probably going to get audited, and you're right. That's the IRS went after them. They neutered. They effectively neutered.
Remember that story? Well, I think it was a year or two ago. This happened in Boston. These people they took over Boston Common. They slept in tents. This happened in a few cities. It was very cold. They slept in tents. It was some Occupy group or something.
It was an offshoot of Occupy Wall Street. Yeah, there was a lot of them.
Yeah, they took over the whole Boston Common. They wouldn't leave, and then they had to get a court order, and they finally threw them out. I know it was in other cities, too.
Yeah, they did it down in D.C. I remember seeing them down in Washington, D.C., not too far from the White House in this little park area. They did the same thing. They set up tents and everything, and they were there for quite a long time.
Nancy Pelosi,
in New York.
Nancy Pelosi was doing a tour of the Occupy Wall Street. She loves the Occupy. You know, because they don't need now they can do the artistic thing now because they got health care and everything and they don't have to even work. They don't have to work because it's so free.
Everything's
so free.
And
what she just said the other day, she said something like, what'd she say the other day? She said, the criminals, when they get released, it's really going to help the economy.
Oh, my God. Has she been smoking the wacky weed from her
state? It'll help the economy. It's going to all be great because the criminals are coming out. I mean, Barack's releasing all these criminals. They love
criminals. I got to tell you and Kevin, this is what I mean about. We're living in the Mad Hatter Tea Party world. Everything is backwards. It's incredible. I got to tell you. It's wild.
Let me tell you something. No one stands up to Barack either. He just does what he pleases.
Did you happen to catch the little snippets of the interview with Scott? Was it Scott Pelley?
Oh, yeah, sure. That's his buddy.
Can you believe, and it outrages me, that Obama truly believes what he says? Could you imagine saying that and then going and watching the tape? Like, have you ever done that? Like, if you go somewhere, like, Trade, maybe you've been, you know, videotaped on a show, and then you go back and go, whoa, I can't believe I said that or told that show. He actually believes what he says. The guy is galaxy is he in? He's not.
He also says in that interview, Colonel, that if he wishes he could run for a third term and thinks he can win, you know.
Oh, I guarantee you he is that narcissistic that he does. I guarantee you.
Yeah.
And believe me, the way things are going in this country, Kevin, and the trade, I see a lot of unrest. I mean, there's people are wigging out every day, and I got to tell you, I wouldn't be surprised if when it comes time to install a new president that there's so much unrest in this country, especially when we find out what our new health care is going to be like under Obamacare when it kicks in 2016 on top of a possible economic collapse. People are going to be out of control. I wouldn't be surprised if this guy institutes martial law and says, well, I got to stick around a little bit longer.
Yeah,
now.
I said that a while
I'm telling
ago.
You,
yeah.
I'm telling you, I see bad things coming up.
Well, I got a feeling that Putin, you know, Putin ate Obama's lunch, you know. I want you to hear this other thing. Lisa, play that other clip. I want Kevin and Colonel to hear that and our people out there to hear this little clip.
Putin ate Obama's lunch.
But I drew a red line.
Putin ate Obama's lunch.
Well, wait, what do you mean?
Hear him chewing. Crunch, crunch, crunch.
But I drew a red line.
Putin ate Obama's lunch.
You know, there's not a smidgen of corruption.
Putin ate Obama's lunch.
If you like your doctor, you know.
Putin ate a lie. Yeah.
Well, what do you mean? The bomb? What? Who are they bombing? What do you mean?
Oh man.
Yeah. You know, we're doing a video.
Oh my God.
Me and Tony are doing a video with that, and Barack is in one corner, and he's going, if you're not your doctor, what do you mean Syria? What's happening in Syria? I don't know. He's talking. You see him talking because we got that program. He's in one corner. And Putin's in the other corner, you know.
Could you imagine Obama going to the doctor and the doctor telling him, you got the flu? And Obama says, no, you're wrong. That's not the flu. That's just it's just made me feeling better. You know, I mean, the what he says and what he believes, it's just unbelievable.
I love it too, you know, when he gets caught in a lie and then he still denies it, but it's all on tape, you know, it's like ridiculous, you know.
But it doesn't matter. Nobody holds him accountable. And, it's just
I tell you,
crazy.
Kevin must know Lincoln, know about Lincoln Chafee because he was up in that area. What about Chafee? He's funny, isn't he?
I didn't even know he was running, honestly, until a Democratic debate.
He's another one who's got a high opinion of himself, I guess. I don't know, unless he's got nothing to do and just decided to
raise
his
hand.
I have no scandals. I think today I'll run for president. You know, I got nothing else to do.
Let me tell you something. There's a lot of poverty in Rhode Island, too. Those Rhode Island cities are a dump. Oh.
Really?
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, they're awful. They're awful.
It's just
I heard you could buy a postage stamp at the post office, and it's larger than Rhode Island.
It's
small, isn't it?
It
Rhode
is.
Island, it only takes 45 minutes to drive through the highway on Rhode Island.
Yeah. Lincoln.
Very small.
He was funny though. He's a funny looking guy too. He got a cute look around his face. He looks like what does he look like? He looks like a munchkin, doesn't he?
He could have been the stunt double for that guy, Jeff. I can't think of his last name, who starred in Dumb and Dumber against Jim Carrey. He could have been the stunt double. It was just a ridiculous thing. I forget the guy's name, but
I didn't see Dumb and Dumber is because I play that part all the time. So.
Blah, blah, blah. Woo-hoo. Listen, don't we all? But anyway, it's, he was, he, I just, I feel sorry for the guy because, you know, he kept saying, I just got there and my dad had died and I had to vote for it. You know, he's such a lemming. He's such a lemming. Anyway, we're in a lot of trouble. That's all I can say. And if Hillary wants to take over this mess, in a way, God bless her, because she's going to inherit an unbelievable mess. And look at how Obama backed off with the Afghanistan thing. And, oh, man, it's just incredible. But nobody holds him accountable for that. Nobody's busting his chops, man.
No,
they
well,
just
listen,
back
he can't
off.
Be accountable. Listen, he's black. He can't be accountable for anything.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, he can't make him. He's, you know, he's black because, you know, with all the things the KKK.
Oh yeah, would all be racist if they just we go after him? You know, it'd be racist.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Well, what's happening up by you, Kevin? Any other things happening up by you that are important? What's happening?
Not nothing too much. There's nothing really radical or anything.
Did you listen to Jimmy last night?
Did you guys see the story on Fox that made the Fox News about that big truck, the trailer truck coming in with over 60,000 illegal immigrants they got pulled over? It was in Texas.
Yeah, but I mean, a tractor trailer with 60,000? And that couldn't be 60,000.
No, with 60 immigrants.
Oh, 60. Oh, okay. Good.
Yeah.
This is 60,000.
I wouldn't doubt it.
I could see a tractor-trailer truck with 60,000 aliens in it. Yeah, you know.
Remember, they're coming in to do the jobs that we Americans don't want to do. Come on now.
Of course,
now.
No.
Come
we don't
on
want to
now.
Do
we don't want to. We don't want to clean hotel rooms. You know, no Americans want to do that.
97,000 Americans are out of work, and they're coming in to
do
the jobs.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Truly amazing. And,
Yeah, I
Kevin,
took a break
67
from the flea
days
market.
Of Christmas. What?
I took a break from the flea market today. It's a little bit
cold. Oh, yeah?
Cold. Yeah,
it's very
over.
Cold.
It's chilly
very
out
very cold,
yeah. It's
very cold. God bless you.
Excuse me. I don't have a button here to turn it off. But anyway, yeah, I couldn't get the phone away from myself quick enough.
Yeah, that's okay. A little bit sprayed on me, but the mysterious colonel's going to be okay no matter what. I got the flu shot. I can't get anything this year. I got the flu shot. I'm immune to everything.
Do you believe that flu shot? I don't get a flu shot. Do you believe that? You see that? I see that everywhere in the pharmacy.
Yeah, you know, I just have this problem. When I see something for free, Kev, I everywhere I go and I see it for free, I just got one at CVS. I didn't need one. I just got it because it's for
just
free.
Yeah, just got one because you can get it for free.
Exactly. You know how much these things would cost you if we had to pay for them? Good Lord.
You know, but really, you know, the thing is, you gotta have show your ID to get that flu shot. You know,
no, you don't. I don't know. I don't think you do. Do you?
You don't have to show your ID to get to vote, but you got to show for the.
That's right.
You realize in my town. You realize in my town, all you gotta do is go to the high school. You go up to your street. The voting is designed by your neighborhood in the town, and you go up to your neighborhood. All you gotta say is Kevin Bowles. I name what street I live in and house to my phone to give me a ballot.
I know. It's crazy. And anytime you go into a bank or anywhere else, even a doctor's office sometimes, they insist on your driver's license. And I've had some issues where I refuse to give my driver's license. And I've actually had the bank tellers, an older woman, you know, turn around and go, hey, can you believe this? I got a guy here that drives around without his driver's license.
I had to give my ID to get a prescription the other day.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
Wow.
And I got to tell you, I'm to the point where I resent it. What do you need my driver's license for? But then, you know, if an illegal comes in and they don't have one, oh, that's okay. You don't need to show me an ID. I trust you.
No. They don't
I believe
want
to say you. Anything. Yeah, I don't. Oh, no. It's okay, sir. You don't have to. Don't worry. Don't. Shh, quiet.
They don't want
what
you to go
you
to
mean?
NSA, NAACP.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. It's just incredible. And, you know, the good people in this country are starting to suffer, and I got to tell you, it's really somebody.
Well, they're suffering, but we're out of time. I just want you to know. Well, they're suffering.
By that trade, you mean like all of us?
Well, listen, we're out of time, and
this
is Bernie Sanders, and the time is not free.
Don't worry.
We cannot go on.
Time is free. Time is free. If you vote for Bernie, you get
free
time.
Free everything. Free everything, everybody. And I want to thank you all for listening out there because Bernie Sanders says he's going to Siberia next time for his next honeymoon and he needs a crane to lift his wife up. She's so fat. But listen to me.
That's fataphobic. How fataphobic
God,
of you.
No. God bless you, everybody. And it's Sunday Morning Funhouse with Kevin Bowles and the Mysterious Colonel. Jimmy was AOL tonight. God bless everybody. Have a great day. We'll see you next
week.
Take
care,
bye-bye.
Kevin. Take care, Trey. Take care, Lisa.
Bye, guys.
Happy day.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
All right. Woo!
Today in news.
This has been the Sunday Morning Funhouse Show with Trey Martin and Jimmy J. I hope you had fun. It's over. We have cake now, guys.
Today in news.